Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, a brand new Masechta, Maseches, Bava Metzia, Daf Beis, says the Mishnah. Shnaim Oichsen Betalus. You have two people grabbing hold of a garment. Zeimer Ani Mitzosio. Reuven says, look, I found this lying on the street, it's mine. Vizayimar Nimitzosio. Shimon responds likewise. Well, I found it, not you. And they continue further. Zayimar Kula Shali. Reuven claims the whole thing is his. Vizayimar Kula Shali. Shimon claims likewise, it's all mine. The Gemara, of course, will dwell on this repetition. Why Mitzosio and then Kula Shali? Why isn't one of them enough? It's pretty much repeating the same point. Now Rashi points out something interesting. Rashi on top, Davka Ichzen. Why does the Mishnah speak about them holding on to a, physically, grabbing hold of a talus? Davka Ichzen, Davka because they're specifically actually holding it. The Shnei Muchzokim, but they're both in possession of the item. Ve'en lezeh koyach bo yoysim rizeh. In which case, none of these individuals have more in on the thing. They're not more in possession. They don't have an exertion of ownership on it more than the other fellow, because they're both holding it equally. Because theoretically, if only one was actually holding it and the other one would be claiming the item as his, it would change the whole equation. Right? When you try to extract something which your friend is holding, it's a totally different approach. You have to prove your case. The onus is on you. You have to prove it with witnesses. An oath is not sufficient basis for granting you ownership, even part ownership in this item. You have to prove your case with edim, etc. Here it's different because they're both equally muhzak and they're both holding on to it physically in possession of this item. And therefore, the Mishnah continues to tell us what we do. They'll both end up with half the item. Okay? So once again, they're holding it, claiming it as theirs. Says the Mishnah, what do we do? Zeh yeshava, she'en lo yapach es mechetzio. First of all, Reuven makes a shvua. I swear that my part in this item, meaning my portion, my ownership, is no less than 50%. You know, we want him to... The Gemara will go into all these different, expressions and, options of what they can be saying. But the reason why we chose it this way, the Gemara explains because we don't want them to swear falsely. We don't want you, to get up and say, well, I swear it's mine. He'll say the same thing because then it's sort of a clash. It's no less than half mine. And he says the same thing. It's no less than half mine. This way, it allows us to give them, each one gets half and they walk away but at least half. Zeh yeshava she'en lo b'pachas mechetzio. Vezeh yeshava she'en lo b'pachas mechetzio. So each fellow says, look, it's no less than half mine, v'yachloiku, and we split it evenly. Each fellow walks away at 50%. Now, that's only because they both claimed full, complete ownership on this item. So it's a, direct clash, which prompts this sort of split. What about if there's some sort of partial concession? Zeimer Kula Shali. Reuven claims the whole thing as his. I picked it up first. And Shimon sort of agrees partially. Zeimer Chetzi Shali. You know what? It's not all yours. It's half mine because we both picked it up together. So basically, if you want to break it down into parts, so on 50% there's no discussion. Even Shimon agrees that half belongs to Reuven. So that's out of the equation. We give him 50%. And regarding the last, the remainder, on that we have a machlekes, a disagreement between Reuven, who says, well, it's all mine, and Shimon says, well, it's mine. That 50% is totally mine, because I'm going to split the whole thing with you, so I get 50%. So that's the topic of the next debate. Zeimer Kula Shali, it's all mine. Zeimer Chetzi Shali, well, it's half mine. Haimer Kula Shali, Yeshava, She'en Lo Yepachis. So Reuven will make a shvua, but this time it's a bit different. I own no less than 3/4 of this item. That's his shvuah. Va'omer chetzer sheli, and Shimon who claims half the item, Yishav Hashem le'bavachas. Merviyah will claim I have no less than 1/4. Rashi explains, because even Shimon agrees that half belongs to Reuven, Machlekes is only in the second half, so we split that into two. He'll end up with 75% of the total item, and Shimon with the 25%. Right? Zenoit HaShlesha Chalokim, he gets 3 out of 4 parts, 75%. Vezeh, and his opponent, Noit HaRaviyah, takes only 25%. Continues the Mishnah, just as we have the Halacha regarding two people clutching an item. What about two people riding an animal? Two people riding on a behemoth. Or, alternatively, one guy was riding it, one guy was leading it, grabbing the reins. And the same thing, it was something they found in the street, it's Hefker. We have the same disagreement. Verdict is, right? No less than half is mine. V'zei yeshava, the same thing. She'ele b'vachas mechetzia, v'yachlik. V'zman she'im moedim. What if they agree to each other? Well, this is obvious halacha, then we'll discuss it. Or she'esh lam edim, or they have edim to support their case. In this case, we don't need to make a shvuah. Chalkum le'shvuah, they split without a shvuah. Then we'll discuss exactly what this means. Asks the Gemara, why the repeated language? Lama li'zim le'misna zayim ani mitzav siya. Why does the Mishnah have to begin with, well, I found it, I found it, and then continue? It's not enough. It's all mine, it's all mine. Why this redundancy? Why do we need Anim Sasiya telling us how I got it, I found it, and then Zaymakulashali, well, it's all mine. Well, obviously, if you found it, it's yours. Listening, Khadra. One of these should be enough. Well, there is only one. Chadakatani. So one expression, it's one claim. Zeimanim Sasiya Vikula Shali. Reuben says, I found them and therefore it's mine. Totally. And likewise, Shimon is saying the same. Zeimanim Sasiya Vikula Shali. Well, obviously, but listening, the mission should just stop in the middle. Should say, Anim Sasiya, and we know. Obviously, if I know, Yadana will figure out on our own the Kula Shali that he meant to say it's all mine. Why do we have to continue? Well, itan ani mitzasiya. If the only mission would only say that first part, Havamina would say, you know what mitzasiya means? I noticed it. My mitzasiya means Rishi. I saw it. I noticed it. And afagav le'asal yod, even though he didn't actually take physical possession of the item, I would think that is sufficient to be koine from hefker, to acquire from something which is ownerless. Bria bal makani. Just taking note of something sitting in the street makes it yours. I would think so. If it would only say mitzvah, I found it, oh, I discovered it, I noticed it. No, tana kula shali, that's what the Mishnah adds, it's all mine, to indicate that noticing is not enough. The b'riya loikani, rather you have to actually physically pick it up. Rashi says, kula shali means, b'chazoka gemura, shigbati t'chila, I picked it up before you. V'ata tafasta miyadi, mishizach yisiba, says Rashi. He claims that, well, Shimon, you grabbed it from me after I already picked it up and physically took it into my possession. Asks the Gemara, why would I think mitzasiya means I noticed it? Umi matzas amris, how can you suggest my, what does mitzasiya mean, riyasiya, I noticed it? Va'amar Ravanoi, Ravanoi told us, this is actually back in Bava Kama if you remember, umitzasa, the pasuk speaks about a fellow finding a lost item, and if it's owned by a Yisrael, you have to go return it. The asol yad mashma, even though it's in his hands, we say, well, only if it's a Yisrael's item, you have to return it. If it has a siman, a sign, identifying sign. But if it's a guy's item, there's no din of a Shabbat Saved. Even though you actually have it, you can just keep it. The asol yad mashma. So you see that the word mitzas on the pasuk means physical possession. Here as well, mitzasya means physical possession. How could you say otherwise? In says, well, you're right. When we had the word mitzasa in a pasuk, the kra, the asol yad mashma means it's in his hands. Umil Tana, but the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah, Lishna da Amanakat, he typically relates to, common expression, the way people speak. Umin the Chazile, you know how people speak. Once you see it, you say, ah, I found it. Amar Arashkachas, I found Vafagav, even though, truthfully, he never picked it up. Loyosali Yadi. He thinks Bariya Ba'amakani. Right? Just being around and noticing. I would think that's enough to be koina. That's why the Mishnah has to add, to dispel all misconceptions. Tani kula shalit, to tell you, no, it needs to be physically picked up. The b'ri'il ba'amal ikani, just noticing is not enough. Lo ikani. Asks the Gemara, okay. So that's why even once it says b'tasiya, we have to add kula shalit to indicate this point. But what about the other way? But listen, it should have said the second part, kula shali, it's all mine, I physically acquired it. Without the first expression of anim sasiya, I'd go the other way. This way we avoid any misunderstanding. So the Gemara, itani kula shali, if it would say the words kula shali, I still would think, havamin, I would say, ba'am adiktani mitasiya, wherever else. The, you know, whenever we have a halacha, a mishnah, where it says mitasiya, Rashi says, whatever we speak about a person finding a mitzia, the halacha, finding a lost item, and if it's, you know, if it's hefker, you keep it. I would think, ba'amal tani mitzia, b'riya ba'amal koni, noticing it is enough. You don't have to actually physically pick it up. That's what I would think. I wouldn't know otherwise. Tana ani mitzia. That's why the Mishnah goes the other way. It starts with ani mitzia to tell us an interesting point. You should know that. Seeing is not ownership. Noticing is not a kinyan. Then it says, and then followed by the words kulushli to tell you, the Mishnah Yaseira, Ashminan, this extra Mishnah, this extra expression, now Mishnah comes to teach us this very point. The real Ikani never is real enough. Says the Gemara, so how could you learn that really Reuven is just saying one thing? I found it by picking it up. How can you suggest chadak tani? That's all one thing. How many times is the word ze found in the Mishnah? Over and over again, right? Ze manim sasiya, vze aimer anim sasiya. Then again, ze aimer kulushali, vze aimer kulush. So clearly, it's not just. It should have said ze aimer anim sasiya vikulushali if it's one continuous statement. Some say this answer was provided by Kedi. Some learn Kedi means, Rashi somewhere says, Shem Chacham. It was the name of a Chacham. Some learn that Kedi is basically not a name, but it's just relating to a Chacham whose name we don't know. It's like said anonymous, right? In any case, whoever it was answered this question. You're right. You're 100% right. The Mishnah is describing two separate disputes, two separate arguments relating to two separate incidents. Reisha b'mitzia. Firstly, we speak about finding a lost item from Hefker. That's the first part. Ani mitzasiya, ani mitzasiya. The Seifa, the second part, where it's Zayi Mekula Shali, and the same with the other guy, b'mekecha memker. Oh, it's a totally new discussion. They were involved in buying an item. And they both were vying for that item. Reuben says, what do you mean? I handed the money first, I bought it. Shimon says, I bought it. So it's pretty much the same idea. The question is, who owns it? The Mishnah says they have to split it. And Rashi points out something very interesting. That it's dafka in this type of case where it's mekecha memka, you can say there is there is room to think that perhaps the owner, the vendor, was willing to sell it to both. And he took money from both, hoping to work something out. So in this case, we say, look, split it, and that's it. But let's say the debate is so outlandish and unrealistic. Look, I sewed this suit. No, I sewed this suit. It's impossible. Here Rashi says, you don't split, you don't make a achleka. We know one of them is being dishonest. Vada, right? So here we just leave it till Yoel Navi comes, and we take care of it then. So in any case, now Mishnah, we discuss a case of Metzia and a case of Mekecha Memka, Tzricha, and there was a reason why the Mishnah troubled itself to go through both cases, meaning there's an element of Chiddush, something to teach us in each one of these two cases. Deitana Metzia, if we only speak about a Metzia, Havamin, I would say Metzia, who the Ram Rabban Shvuah, I understand why there Rabbanan imposed a Shvuah to verify what happened. Mishnah de Meir B'Amar, because perhaps each party, the wrong party, right? You know, the fellow was in the wrong. Moira v'amar. Moira v'amar means like a moira heter. He sort of excuses himself. And he's thinking, you know what? Big deal. It wasn't like, you know, he bought it. He found it in the street. Okay. You win some, you lose some. Chavroy, my friend here, love me the chasaba. He didn't really lose any. He didn't spend money on this item. So even though he really got it first, you know, let me share with him. It's enough for both of us, right? Ezel itvis. Let me grab it. Be spalik baday, and I'll split it with him. No, make a shvua. Oh. Hopefully that will verify the truth. When it comes to buying something, there is no excuse. You know he wants the item. He's dying for the item. All right, you have to grab it from him. Perhaps there. There's no reason to impose a shvua. Apparently you're saying the truth. Maybe the owner was willing to give it to both of you. And therefore you make a yachlek. There's no reason to impose a shvua. No, says the Mishnah, no, a shvua is necessary to verify the truth. We only discuss case number two. I would say, oh, Havamina Hasam with the Rami. Rami Rabban Shmuel over there, the Rabban triggered the shvua Mishnah, the Meir of Amar, because still a person can sort of excuse himself by saying, Chavroid, Mekayoy, Vanoda, Mekayahivna, we're both paying for it, so now that I'm desperate for it, Ashkli, I know, I'll get it, even though I'm not really supposed to be getting it. He really bought it first, but let me grab it. My friend will find another store to buy the same item. Lazo, Litrach, Lisbon will go find himself another source to acquire this item. So that's a Meira Heter. So perhaps, using this rationale, a person will sort of excuse himself for being dishonest. Avo Metzia. So that's why we make a Shvua to verify. Avo Metzia, when it comes to a lost item, there's no justification. What are you doing grabbing something that belongs to your friend? He found it first. There's no way to find another Metzia. Like, you know, go find another Metzia, right? So there, perhaps, the fact that I'm insisting that it's mine is an indication of truth, and I don't need to make a shua. That's why we need the Mishnah to teach us, well, in both cases, we want to verify till the end without any ambiguity. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? They're arguing about who bought it? How's that possible? Let's see who paid him. Let's ask the vendor, whose money did he take? Right? And he's the rightful customer. Let's see if the answer is like this. He took from both. They both were standing and shoving the money. So he actually decided to sell it to Reuven. So he took his money willingly. And we're concerned that perhaps Shimon just shoved the money down and he didn't really want to take it from Shimon. We're not sure who. Who's the right customer? Who's the wrong one? And therefore, we go through the process of figuring it out. Asks the Gemara. Now, at the end of the day, they're both making a shvua. Right? Both of them. Even though we have concern that perhaps one of them is being dishonest. Perhaps this opinion reflected in our mission is deloki bananas, not following bananas, because bananas holds we don't do this. Deki bananas. So Omar, he tells us elsewhere, Ketzad elu ve'elu boin l'deishvah shav. How can both parties be brought to be making a false shvua? Where is he speaking? So Rashi says there's a halacha called chenvoni, a grosser al pinkasi, about his ledger. So basically, the boss tells the grocer, you know, go provide lunch for my workers, okay? I owe them money, here, buy it for them. Provide lunch. And he claims he gave it to them, and they say they never got the lunch. Basically, they're both coming back and laying a claim against the balabais. The grocer wants his money for allegedly supplying the lunch. The worker said, I never got my lunch. You owe me. The Mishnah says, they both make a shvua, and they both get money from the balabais. Bananas disagrees. No. How can you orchestrate a situation where somebody is making a shvua shav? Rather, says Bananas, they both get their money without a shvua. That's the discussion over there. So how would we allow two people who claim ownership on a metziah to make a shvua? One of them is, right, says, well, no. I feel the tame of bananas. Our mission can work with bananas as well. Big difference. Hassam over there by the grocer we know for sure somebody's lying. Either he gave them the lunch or he didn't, right? Here we can say the lekashvoshav. There's nobody lying because it's possible. Amor, we can speculate the tarvai of both parties. They both picked up the same time. They lifted the item off the ground simultaneously. So technically it's possible that they're both partners in this item, and therefore the shvur that they're making, which as we explained before, actually is a very careful shvur. I own no less than half. That's possible for two people to have that claim, that ownership. And therefore we let it through. Furthermore, Lema Masis and Likus Sumchas. But our mission doesn't follow Sumchas. You know why? The Ikus Sumchas, because according to him, Omar, he tells us elsewhere, Mamayna Mutal Basafik Chalkan. Whenever there's a question mark regarding ownership, Mamayn money, which is Mutal Basafik, which is in a state of uncertainty, we just split it. That's it. Take 50, you take 50. Bli Shvur, without making a Shvur. Our mission, which requires a Shvur, is not going like Sumchas. Well, Velamay Rabbanan. Okay, so what's the alternative? We're going like the Shittas Rabbana. We disagree with Sumchas. But it doesn't either work. If you want to take something out from your friend, you have to prove your case with Edom. You can't just lay claim to something like that. And here, now, Mishnah, we just split it equally. We give you half, you half without Edom. So, our Mishnah, which says, well, you need a Shvur, that's not like Sumchas. But the Mishnah, which says you just split it without providing any solid proof, is not like the Rabbana. So it's basically in limbo. Who's the Mishnah? Who's speaking here? Hi, Mai. No. Iyamas b'shem Rabbanan. It can still work like the Rabbana. Because here it's slightly different. Hosam. Tuli tafsi tarvayu. The case where they say, you know, that you need to prove your case, that's where they're both not holding on to it. Amar Rabbana. Rabbana say, look, hamayitz mechaber over right. Right? Frugin has it. You don't. You want to take it out, you have to prove your case. But Hacha, here it's different. Tavai, Tafsi, they're both physically holding on to it. They both have it. There's no Maitzi Mechaveri, says Rashi. I'm not taking it from you, I also have it. So it makes sense that Pagla Bishvur. If we make a Shvur, we can just split it. So according to Rabbanan, we can work the Mishnah. But according to Sumchas, it doesn't work. Eliid Amriska Sumchas, who says that you just split things equally without, you know, fussing. Hashta, well now, Umahosam, Deloy Tafsi Tavayu. Well, look, it's not going to work according to Sumchas, because even in the case over there where they're not both holding on to it, one of them has it, the other one's trying to get it out, still Sumchas says it's in a state of uncertainty, it's an unknown, Chalkum Leishvur, they just split it without fuss. So certainly in our case where they're both actually equally grabbing it, Hachad Tabayu Tafsil Koshkin, of course they would split it without a Shvur. So it doesn't work according to Sumchas. No, it says the Gemara, Afilu Tema Sumchas, it can work. According to him, Ki Omar Sumchas, when does Sumchas say you split? Shema v'shema, when they're both not 100% sure. There's a whole story there about animal giving birth, we don't know, right? So then we say, you know what, take the easy route, Allah is, you split it. Awal bari bari loy. Omar, but if there is a solid argument on both sides of the coin, you don't just split it. There's no yachleiko unless you verify, at least with Ishvu. Ask Samar, hold it. According to his version of Sumchas, Amar, he says, Amar Sumchas, Afilu Bari Bari. Sumchas, his opinion holds even by Bari against the Bari. You just say Yachleku, Michael and Mamar, so then why is our case different? Why don't we just say Yachleku without a Shvur? Afilu Tema Sumchas. No, it can work even according to Sumchas, because here it is, there is some element of difference. Ki Amar Sumchas, when does Sumchas say Yachleku is the right approach? Hey, Chadika, draw them on mine. When there's something called Dror Adam Amayna, which according to Rashi means somebody's going to be missing, somebody's going to be losing out. Right? If he's in the right, then he's going to lose. If he's in the right, then he's going to lose. So the best way is Yachleku. But in our story, Rashi says, nobody's losing. Because it's only Metziah, and I guess he didn't spend money on it, etc. So over here, you don't say Yachleku. Ask Sumar, what do you mean? If anything, reason goes the other way around. We have a kavachim. Uma hasam dika dror mamayna. Lamar. If in the case where there is a good chance that somebody's losing money, whoever is going to lose the case, whoever is really in the right, is losing money by giving up half. Right? You say achleku, even though really somebody should be getting 100%, the rightful owner. There is a potential loss being applied to either Reuben, who really owns it, and now has to give up half. And likewise to Shimon. Tosis has a different, according to Tosis, Dror Ramayna means, it's a situation which presents itself inherently as an uncertainty. Without their arguments, there's a question of when the animal gave birth, all that. That's something which is inherently an unknown. Right? So, being that it's uncertain, you can very much say it either belongs fully to you or fully to you. And Rashi learns is an additional point. It's certainly either fully his or fully his. Right? It's not like the case of picking up an item, it could be, you know, simultaneous there. It's either his or his. Still, what does Samchas say? Amar Samchas, I don't care. Maman Hamutal Basafik Chalkan. You have money? Whose owner is unknown, right? You just say split it. Blay Shvuah without further Shvuah. So even when it's likely that somebody's losing on it, right? It appears actually somebody is losing. Whoever the rightful owner is giving up half, still we do that. In our case, here we don't have these aspects. First of all, there's no drod ramayna. Apparently, you know, finding a loss, giving up part of a loss of a found item is not considered drod ramayna, or in the case of the Mecca Chamem, because he's getting his money back, right? So we don't have that aspect. And also, Rashi says, is an additional factor. Void. You can very well say that it really belongs to both. Let's say in the case of the Metziah, they both picked it up together, right? Loi Koshkin, of course. You would just split it. There's a good chance that you're hitting it right on. It's a good solution, 50%, 50%. So why would you make a Shavua? Why would you make a Shavua? Says the Gemara, Afilu Teima Sumchas, it can work even according to Sumchas. The Shavua is not really required Minat Torah. It's a special oath imposed by the Chachamim to keep people honest. As Rabbi Yechon teaches us, it's a special takon established by the Chachamim. Why? To dissuade one from just going over and grabbing on to his friend's talis and claim it as his. So in order to avoid this type of dishonesty, Chacham said, you know what? You can't just grab something and say it's mine. Sure, yachleik, but with a shvuah. Okay, so bottom line, let's recap today's daf. Two cases discussed in the Mishnah, two people arguing about a metziah that they found, or about a item that they purchased. He said, it's all mine. He said, it's all mine. By the metziah, we need physical possession. You can't just be koinex ruvayah. Mishnah says we split it with a shvuah, and it can work both ways. It can go like the Rabbanon. Typically, we say a mitzvah chavel v'raya. But since there's no mitzvah, they're both holding it, so they do yachlik with a shvuah. And according to Simchas, although typically we say yachlik without a shvuah, but here, especially Takanos Chachamim, we want to avoid any dishonesty. We say, you know what? Split it, but first make a shvuah to support your case. All the best to you and aslacha rabbah.